Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
We're kicking it off every Monday afternoon here at this time for the next couple of weeks because we want to try and, well, we want to do our bit, really, let's be honest, for the tourism providers across the country. And we want to promote and hear and shout about the best holiday destinations in this country. Maybe it's a unique experience that you had. Maybe you stayed somewhere really quirky. Whatever your experience and suggestions, tell us about them today. The WhatsApp number is 087 1400 106. You can send me a voice note if you like either. But we want to find the best places to holiday in this country. And I know people are going to talk about the Aer Lingus pilots, you know, industrial action and potential strike and the cost of holidaying at home and why people go abroad. And there's loads of different reasons. But we want to look at what we have to offer on the Emerald Isle. And today we are talking to Gillian Harvey, who's with me from the Where Are We Going Tomorrow Travel. Of course, many people know Gillian from Instagram as well. But Gillian, you are here to tell me all about holidaying in Ireland with children. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. So you, first of all, I suppose, to set out your stall for listeners, you have literally travelled the world with your kids.
We have, yeah. We've taken them all around the world to 32 countries.
Amazing.
But as good as that is, we love exploring home as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. And that's what we want to talk about here for the next couple of Monday afternoons during the summer season. So when you're looking to, you know, to pack up at the weekends, you do travel most weekends, don't you, around Ireland?
Yeah, we do. We do. We have the car packed at all times. So my best tip is to have the car ready and just head off on an adventure, you know, whenever we can.
What are you looking for when you're going away?
Looking for family-friendly activities. What's there to do for the kids? You know, what's nearby? Things that are kind of within reach. Hotels and resorts that have kind of everything in one place and they're easily reached.
So you don't holiday with a caravan or mobile home. You always go to stay with a tourist provider.
Yes.
Okay. And is that everything from self-catering, hotels,
yeah,
everything?
We mix it up, yeah. Self-catering is great with children because it's so easy, you know, if the kids are not in the humour to go out to a restaurant, then you have, you know, your kitchen on site and facilities there to cook. But yeah, we kind of do a mix of everything. Glamping is great as well with kids. Kids love kind of just exploring and opening up the door, letting them have a kind of a free range to roam around.
So there's and there's something kind of really unique about it, isn't there?
There is.
Glamping, yeah.
There is, yeah.
I'm going to get my first experience of glamping now at Glastonbury on Thursday. So it'll be a little different to what we're talking about here. But tell me, because you're starting in Dublin, Gillian, and you've been looking at some of the best places to stay with kids.
Yeah, so we're literally just back from the Shoreline Hotel in Donabate, and it's the only beach hotel in Dublin. And it's right on the beach. Right. It's brilliant. So you can literally open your door off your balcony and the kids can roam the beach. They have the sand of the beach at their footsteps. And then we did lots of things around. There was Malahide Castle and Gardens, Newbridge Farm, and the playgrounds and everything around that area.
So you've literally just come from there today?
Yeah.
You were there for the weekend?
We were there for the weekend to explore and sure the weather helped.
Sure, unbelievable.
The ice cream trucks were out. The kids were having a ball.
Great. So that's in Dublin. You have other recommendations for us too?
For Dublin, yes. So if you're looking for a city hotel, we recommend the Aloft Hotel in Dublin City. And that's really good for kind of venturing into the city to do the Viking Splash Tour, the Epic Museum. You've got the zoo, the Phoenix Park. There's so many things around Dublin to do with kids.
Now, I know a lot of people listening will think Dublin is so expensive. It's really difficult to get accommodation that's affordable, particularly if you're travelling with a family or a family of four. But you've obviously had experience of that over the weekend.
Yeah, it's just looking for kind of for their family packages. Some do kidsy free, which can help with the cost. Some let kids stay for free, so that can cut down. It's just looking on the hotel's provider's website. And see what offers they have. Sometimes they have, you know, family staycation offers and different things that they will help to kind of free passes to the zoo. Just things that will help. Yeah.
So do you find it best to go direct to the hotel website?
Yeah. For that type of package deal where, you know, they might give you the entry into an exhibit.
Yeah. And presumably if they've, you know, some availability towards when it's in a, you know, a close period of time, they might then have these kind of offers on.
Yeah, that's it.
You're talking about Galway next.
Galway. We love Wildlands in Galway.
Where's Wildlands?
Relatively new. It's about 15 minutes from the city, but they have like self-catering cottages there and they have an array of activities for kids. like so much on site. We've got fairy trails, they've got climbing frames and all outdoor kind of aerial courses. Indoor they have as well, because you have to always plan for the indoor. They've got the climbing walls, they've got like a little kind of junior area, and then they've got like cafes and things on site. So that's a great place.
Is Wildlands an activity centre or a hotel?
It's an activity centre.
Okay.
But it has kind of accommodation. They've brought on accommodation in the last couple of weeks, but you could just travel from Galway itself.
Yeah. And where would you typically recommend people to stay then if they're in Galway?
If they're in Galway, the Maldron Hotel in Galway is really good for families. And then there's lots of different places around there. But we stay on site in Wildlands when we have gone down the last couple of times.
And obviously people can go to Salt Hill.
There's so much. The aquarium is down there, which is really good to have an aquarium, nearby, especially in the rain. And then they've got the pier, and there's so much to explore in Galway.
You're not traveling too far away to Clare next.
Clare's a great place for families. There's so much you can do. So what we tend to do is base ourselves in one hotel and then go off exploring. So the inn in Dromoland is great for kids. They've got an indoor adventure park, they've got crazy golf, they've got lots of different things for children to do. They've swim pool on site, which is always a big,
the pool is a big feature.
Yeah, with the children, they only want to get home to play in the pool. But then you've got down there, you've got Bunratty Castle, you've got Moher Farm, the Alloway Caves. There's so much to do in Clare.
We were at Bunratty last year here with the show during the summer, and it's fabulous.
Oh, it's a fabulous
place. Such a great experience. Yeah.
The children really, really enjoy it. Yeah. They do. They go back in time and
really,
take
really
it all in.
Worth the trip if you're down there. Actually, just on Galway, when you mentioned it, Gillian, listener says, and people could do worse than holiday in Uachtaráid. Great fishing, boat trips in Lough Corrib, plenty of walks and hikes locally, day trips to Connemara, great pubs, nice restaurants, and just 25 minutes from Galway City.
Yeah, that's it. Connemara is great. Beautiful.
You're heading to Louth.
Louth. Yeah, there's... we're actually going to Louth this weekend. We've been down there a couple of times. We're heading to the Carlingford Adventure Centre.
Oh, great.
And that's a brilliant spot for families. You've got the Sky Park, you've got the all the water activities, and we're going to be staying in the Four Seasons Hotel down in Louth.
It's somewhere you recommend as child-friendly.
Yeah, we've been a couple of years ago, and you're going back down to stay now this week.
Yeah, you've really gone around the country with all the recommendations. You've so many options to choose from. I suppose the other, maybe one or two others that you wanted to mention that you think are well worth visiting, Gillian, for people if they're looking for deals.
Belfast is a great place to head. It's only 90 minutes up the road, and you're like in a different world. There's so much to do up there for children. You've got the Titanic Museum, you've got the Mo Molan Play Park, which is actually one of the best playgrounds that I've ever seen before.
Really?
Yeah, it's brilliant.
Yeah.
It's like, really catered to special needs children as well. They've got something there for everyone. So if it's a nice day, I definitely recommend taking a day trip up
there.
That's
a free park, is it?
It's a free park, public park, which... it's great to do. Like, there's lots of free things to do. You don't have to always kind of, book in to do activities. The best type of days we have out is walks, picnics. You can do so much.
Yeah. And particularly if you're away for a few days and with children, there's, it's obviously the cost adds up and builds up.
That's it. Yeah. So look for kind of, free walks and kind of loop trails. And there is so much to do. And if you bring your picnic, you're cutting down your costs of, eating out. And then you're only kind of... we tend to only eat out once a day.
Yeah, kind of, and try and break it down that way. Just what you mentioned Belfast. The other one I just wanted to mention for people as well in your list was Fermanagh.
Fermanagh's great.
It is such a beautiful
County. The Killy Hevland Hotel and Lodges.
Enniskillen.
Yeah, in Enniskillen, they've got really, really lovely grounds, and they do the self-catering, and they have the jacuzzis on the veranda, and it's right on the water, and it's really, really beautiful.
They're very much focused around kind of family trips now, aren't they?
That's
a big part of what they're doing. And of course, the Marble Arch Caves is...
that's amazing.
So close.
Yeah, so interesting as well to see. And we recently did that as well. And we actually did the Stairway to Heaven. Now, I'm not too sure I'd recommend it with kids.
Yeah, it's quite a hike.
I almost died.
It's I think people underestimate how difficult the Stairway to Heaven
is. I'd go a little bit, and then there's a lovely boardwalk, but I wouldn't go further than the boardwalk because it isn't for the faint-hearted.
It's definitely worth starting it, if only for the photographs.
That's it.
Tick the box and say you were there. Gillian, I know you're going to post some of the recommendations that you have, because you have places for a recommendation for every county that you've traveled to.
Yeah.
Put them up on your socials. We can share them as well here too on Lunchtime Live. But as I said, we just want to give people an idea and a flavour of some of the great offerings that are here on the Emerald Isle if you're looking for a little break over the summer holidays. Gillian Harvey, who's from the Where We Are Going Tomorrow Travel. Gillian, thanks a million.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
for joining
me.
Us here on Lunchtime Live.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron on News Talk.